Watch. Every Christian Science treatment is accumulative. The work goes on to bless all mankind. Error is non-scientific thinking, and scientific or true thinking is all that is needed to destroy it. A treatment must include the realization that it goes forth with power and truth and cannot be reversed by any law of nature or of materia medica. When you argue on all subjects, that should end well, but a law to your own consciousness that what you say cannot be reversed and inverted and made to produce the very opposite of what you argue for. This is a late phase of theosophy, an MAM that needs to be met. Be careful not to use human will, but speak in the power of divine love that is a law to human hate and destroys it. Watch. Declare daily, I am healed, and scientifically healed. Christian Science is the victor, and vanquishment is unknown to omnipotent truth. I cannot be grieved or disappointed, since God is all, and my life is hid with Christ in God. There is nothing lost. Mental malpractice cannot reverse my declarations, cannot touch my conscious or unconscious thought, for there are not minds many. There is only one mind, divine mind. No aggressive, mortal suggestion can cause me to forget my duty to God, to our leader, or to mankind. Mind is unlimited in its source and supply. Man's substance is in mind and cannot be impoverished. There is no poverty, no lack. Fear is no part of consciousness. Consciousness is cognizant only of the things of God, good. There is no reality in discord. God's child cannot suffer and be unhappy because God is the only power and he never made anything but love and peace. Watch. The book of Isaiah is called the Gospel of Promise. We should apply it to our daily needs. Declare daily that no hard, wicked, irreligious, or anti-Christian thoughts can touch us from any mortal mind. There is no mortal mind, no evil. There is no decay nor death to the nerves, no destruction to the fluids, no death to the secretions. Tomorrow you have no business with. We steal if we touch tomorrow. It is God's. Every day has enough in it to keep us occupied without concerning ourselves with the things beyond. Delay to perform a duty is not obedience. The scripture declares that now is the acceptable time. The good that can be done today cannot be done tomorrow, and sufficient unto each day are the demands thereof. The model sermon of our great master pleads for our daily bread. We need the bread of heaven each and every day. The scriptures discard delay. They prohibit the poor protest. Tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundantly. A word to the wise is sufficient. There is nothing within me that corresponds with or responds to any form of evil. There is no illusion of poverty. God made all, owns all there is, and it is good. I am joint heir with Christ in God, and have my share of everything. I am exempt from want, loss, lack, or limitation of any kind. There is no material resistance that can limit me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Abundance cannot lapse into lack, since God is my fountain source of infinite riches and plenty. I can and do demonstrate the wealth which comes from God with no interruption in its flow. I am prosperous and successful, kept so by an inexhaustible supply. There is no mental self-mesmerism. I have fullness of supply and abundance. There are no adverse circumstances, no avarice, no greed, no trust in money, no love of money. I live in the land of promise. Watch. I am glad the mist is melting and hope it will be put under your feet. God demands a more Christian, zealous, and persistent effort to resist evil and overcome, or our cause will again be covered by the rubbish of centuries. God has said, "Do my prophets no harm, and inasmuch as you bless them, I will bless you." But the strange infatuation to forget and not watch causes the worst of results and leaves the student at the beck of sin. Oh, may the divine love keep you from sleeping and bless you ever. Watch, watch and pray, labor and have faith. Know that you can be what God demands you to be and are now. His image and likeness reflecting God, the one and only healer, reflecting good, life, truth, love.